Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi amigo.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober today.
What are you doing, Matt?
Just a little weed.
All right, good for you. Matt, our men's room poll, you're going to dress up. Are you going to be Barney, Robin as in Batman and Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I'll go with the cardboard chocolate bar.
Just like our own Ted Smith, finally.
I dig it, man. All right. Here is your question. Who is the top-selling deceased author? Is it Mark Twain, Ernest Hemingway, Agatha Christie, or Dr. Seuss?
Let's go with Dr. Seuss.
One and done.
Gotta be the top.
One and done.
Yeah, because you buy the books for your kids, you buy multiple books for the kids, et cetera.
There's a new one coming out, they found.
There is. It was something about all 50
America
states.
Yeah,
all 50 states. All right, hey, before we let you go, man, because you're one and done, our first of the day, we got a 50-50 question for you. Let's see. The average weight for an American woman who's 20 years old or older, is it more or less than 165 pounds?
Less.
It is more, my friend. The average American woman, 20 years old or older, weighs, on average, 170.8 pounds. The average man, 20 years old or older, 199.8 pounds.
Maybe Lenny Kravitz needs to change those lyrics a little bit.
What? Yeah. Well,
dummy!
People just American stop lying.
Stay away from cheese.
I think they're taking this from actual medical.
Right.
Because look, man, like I said, if I'm working the door somewhere just to be a douchebag, you know, hey, let me check your IDs. Ma'am, this is a fake ID. No, that's me. Yeah, but it says you weigh 130. You don't. This is fake.
I guess from my point of view, I dated one girl that was honest about it, and it kind of shocked me, and she was like, yeah, just every other girl you've dated has been lying.
Yeah, they're lying to you. Yeah, no doubt
like,
about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, that makes more sense.
If you really want to, if you want to humble yourself, whoever you might be, go on a helicopter ride. Because the way they do that, man, weight is real specific.
Or a Cessna.
And they will, right. But they weigh your ass, and they do it in front of everybody. And I wasn't sweating so much. This is in Hawaii, right? So we're going to do this helicopter, just me and the wife. Hey, we got to weigh you. I'm like, cool. I thought we're going to a separate room. There's a scale next to basically the check-in desk. And it has that big round.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you can watch people's weight. But then the lady behind the counter, you know, I step on there. She's like, 195. I'm like, oh, okay. No big deal. Whatever. So as we're waiting to get on there, this, like, Samoan family rolls in. And they're just big by nature, right?
Yeah.
So this kid who weighs maybe 11 years old. He was already like a 170, right? And I mean, the kid, he had no neck. The stockiest kid in the world. Guy gets on, just under three bills. But I remember his wife shuffled up there, man. And I mean, like, 278. It's like, ooh. But there's this old, scrawny bag of bones woman sitting next to us. She's also waiting. She hadn't said anything to us the whole time we're there. And she just leaned over and in a quiet old woman voice says, I hope I'm not on the helicopter with them. It's like, oh, damn, man. She wasn't. She ended up on our helicopter. Like, wow. Zap. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo!
Boo! Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Andrew, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. Who are you dressing up as? Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
Cardboard Snickers.
Here we go. Ted, you're getting hot.
Snickers.
I wish I had a picture. People would not want to be dressed like this.
I think they believe they could do a better job.
Well, sure.
Even without seeing the picture, the way you have painted this, like, I think it's going to be better than yours. I still think your sister's is the best. She had the M on her chest, and they thought she was the Maryland Terrapin.
Yeah, it was a red circle. Then we put a white M on it for an M&M. She had one on her back, but for the front, they were like, oh, you're the Maryland Terrapin? Turtle?
Well, speaking of candy, I just want to say one thing. I hope Whoppers is the number one disgusting candy on the list.
Oh, come on.
I don't like them either.
I support you 100%. They suck.
No, they don't.
They really do, man.
Man, I guess I'm an island on that one.
They're not the worst, but they're not good.
I love them.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Do you like malted stuff in general?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
You'll never like Whoppers.
They look so good.
They do.
They melt in your mouth, those balls do.
They kind of do, and then you're stuck with the malt.
Ugh.
Would you like to try my malty balls?
The only malt I like is like malt beverages, malt liquor.
That's healthy. I like that. I don't like malt unless it's with liquor.
Good old 211.
Yeah,
sure. Well, keep in mind,
do you have a 211 instead of Whoppers? Cool, thank you.
A lot of the hard seltzers and stuff you drink are technically a malted
beverage.
Yeah.
Why do malted beverages not taste like malt? Do you know what I mean? Like you get a malt liquor or a malted beverage. It doesn't taste malty.
You can taste a little bit in the foam, I think.
Maybe, but then a Whopper, you're like, there's zero doubt that this is a malted candy. It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What type of instrument is a glockenspiel? Is it a brass, woodwind, percussion, or string? The glockenspiel.
Let's go with string.
I'll say woodwind.
It is percussion.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looks like a little weird xylophone.
I'm certain it's German.
It is definitely German. I think it means something like hammering bells or bell hammer or something like that. It
sounds like a German way for a gun.
I will pull out my glockenspiel.
Yeah.
Sir, that's an instrument. Never mind.
It's a hard glock.
So many things I could have just said there.
Glock.
All right, your question. What was the name of Henry Ford's only son? Now, as a clue, it's the same name as a model of car that Ford produced from 1958 to 1960. So he named a model
only
of car.
Only 2 years.
Yep, only did it for 2 years.
I do not know.
Is it a common name like the Ford Timmy or something like that?
Nope. Have you heard of the Ford Edsel?
Oh, Edsel?
His son's name.
Wow, that's
was Edsel. I knew nothing about the Edsel, but the whole time I'm growing up, my father would laugh about the Ford. He said it was
one of the biggest failures in automotive history.
And
other
that's
the Yugo.
That's what my dad, I believe, I remember this right.
I don't know why.
My father, the first date he took my mother on, he had to borrow his roommate's car. I'm pretty sure it was a Ford Edsel. He said it was green on the outside, but the roommate he borrowed it from spray painted the interior, including where you sit, red.
Oh.
So by the end of the date, you know, my mom has like this pink patch on her ass and all this. How they got a second date, I don't know. But that was, the Edsel. Named it after his son. All right, your question. Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence? He's also the third president of the United States. And I believe he came up with the quote, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Oh, jeez.
Franklin?
So Jefferson. Then.
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Yeah. Hey, princess.
I'm going to use that at a party.
You have to. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of his little known quotes. I like my women like I like my coffee.
Want to see my Monticello?
Black and strong.
Black, strong, and hot. TJ in the house. All right, your question. Which playing card is known as the devil's bedpost?
Ace of spades?
Joker?
Four of clubs.
Why?
Just think about what you see.
Oh.
It's the bedpost. You would think it'd be spades, not clubs, but...
Okay.
Yeah, devil's bedpost.
Andrew, question five.
Question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So number five, what is the capital of the state of New York?
God. I'm drawing a blank. Jesus.
It is not New York City.
It's technically considered upstate, but everything north of New York is.
If you're not in New York City, they call it upstate, which is ridiculous. You would never want to go there unless you had official business with the state of New York.
Well, Saratoga Springs is lovely. It's close.
That is close, but that is super upstate.
Yeah.
It is. It's an asshole. Any guesses?
I do not have any, no.
Albany.
Albany, New York.
Albany.
Question six.
Paying attention in school.
Question number six. Who is known, and you probably learned this in school, who is known as the king of reggae?
Bob Marley?
Bob Marley is correct.
Every time I hear reggae, I laugh because my uncle is named Ray, and he came out as gay. But if you know my family in Houston, when they talk about it, but every time, like, well, reggae. It's like we're not talking music.
The father, they said the father of
King.
King of reggae.
Not the father
King. You're right. I was thinking father.
Well,
right.
Jimmy Cliff was technically probably the first most popular.
So he
was nearly
father,
as big as Bob Marley. Yeah.
Hence what the king of pop was, what's his face?
Michael Jackson.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not first pop star. Not father.
Grandfather
pop.
Probably Burning Spear. Somebody like that.
Who's a guy like? Eka Mouse.
Yeah.
Not a great guy, but a
Or Buju Ben.
Oh,
more of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.